Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Hi, Neil.
Hello.
So, I think today what we're going to do is take some callers first before we get to our topic. That's the way we're going to do it. We want to do our regular announcements. Please do join us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked here under our Blog Talk Radio profile. The number to call in today, 914-338-0164. If you'd like to speak with us, please do press 1 because that lets us know that you are you have your hand raised, that you want to speak with us. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation. And let's take our first caller, Neil.
Okay.
812 is first. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Nicole. My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, Nicole from Indiana.
And you need my birthday?
Yes, we do.
Okay, my birthday is July 23rd, 1984.
Okay.
My question is, I'm kind of interested in somebody. We are married, but we're separating. I was wondering, would you see that?
I'm sorry. Say that again. So you're interested in somebody, you're married?
No, I'm married to them, but we're currently separated, but we're friends. We still talk. Just want to see what you see for that.
So you're interested in rekindling something with this person. Is that what you're getting you?
Yes.
Are you... So you're separated from your husband, and you're interested in restarting the relationship with him.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What's his birthday? Have we talked about this before on the show, Nicole?
But it's been a while. It's been like a long time, actually.
Well, I'm just remembering you. It's not like a matter of, you know, whether it was a while ago or not, but just for reference, I'm remembering you. And what was the problem? Do you have children? I remember.
No, we don't have children. It's just that the whole circumstance changed. Everything's kind of changed everything. So since I've talked to you guys.
Okay, so what's your birth date?
So birthday is October 22nd, 1981.
Okay.
Yeah.
2, 4, 5, 15. He's a 24-6, right? So we got 4, 5, 15 plus 9. Yeah. 10, 22, 19, 21, 24 equals 6. And together you're a 13 equals 4, which is the last number in your year, Nicole, and actually the sum of his day, 22, is a 4. But he is a broken 22. That's the 10, 22 is a bit problematic.
Nicole. I'm getting a strange report, and I don't know what it means yet, so let's try to really broaden our mind. The report I'm getting is concerning two countries. Okay, so right now I've got two countries. Let's see, what is this? Are you guys from different countries? Does he travel abroad?
What's going on is he's in Florida, I'm in Indiana.
I remember that.
Oh, he's in Florida and you're Indiana. So it is probably the countries, it's not really countries, it's states, but sometimes we use the metaphor of the countries of the mind, or countries can be metaphorically applied. So, so the idea that he's in Florida and you're in Indiana, I think one reason that he's in Florida is because there's something karmically, it has nothing to do with you, but the karma that has to do with him pushes him over there, and that creates a whole different story other than the one between the two of you, because he's probably has some kind of karma he's dealing with, and that's stopping him from rekindling and revisiting the relationship in the same manner you would like it to be done. So he has to take care of something first. What I see him taking care of could be resolved in 4 months.
That's okay. Awesome. 22. The number between the number their master numbers are 4. So that's interesting.
At that time, he could decide to say, you know what, Nicole, let's. I'm not happy. Let's see if we can get this thing back again. I think he's in pain about the relationship. I think he's very confused, but he's not ready to come back yet.
Okay. Well, that's understandable because I totally understand that.
Okay. So I don't, you know, the only thing that we can say is that in possibly in 4 months, April, May, June, July, on August, somewhere in there, he might, there might be a point at which he will, which he will return. I'm also getting a strange animal symbol around him. Now, animal symbols and animal guides and spirits and whatever, you know, in the animal, in the astral realm, we animal spirits will come up.
Okay.
And sometimes they are considered a, not exactly an icon, but they're considered an archetype, or, and what I'm seeing around this person is a giraffe.
Huh. Interesting.
You know, what's his nationality?
I know he's Caucasian, but he also has Cherokee Indian also in him, too.
Well, Cherokee, I've never seen an American Indian on a giraffe.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you know, the giraffe is, you know, it's African, but it implies an animal with a long neck that can reach the highest branches. Is he employed right now? Is he
No, right now, he's getting treatment. He's getting treatment in rehab right now. He's in patient rehab.
That's what I was going to ask. Treatment and rehab. Yeah. I was going to ask why split. I couldn't remember. I remember her, but I don't remember the reason. So the reason he's away is because he has a drug or alcohol problem.
Yes, but he's getting treated for it. He's an inpatient.
Well, that explains this karma. Have you ever had a drug or alcohol problem yourself?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you're a little bit hesitant there. But that's the difference between the two of you, that he's got a certain karma he has to work through. The giraffe is not a bad sign, not a bad animal element, because what it does is it reaches the highest branches to get the leaves. A giraffe has trouble drinking because it has to get way down low and get into a posture, and most of its drinking is through the moisture of the leaves. But of course, giraffes need to drink, but when they do, it's very difficult. So what it may be is your husband may be reaching for the highest part of his being, and it's becoming more difficult for him to drink, if you know what I mean, for him to indulge in drugs. So there's probably some progress being made.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay, so we can maybe consider that progress as being part of the process through which maybe he might be coming back.
Does he want to come back and live with you as husband and wife?
Are you talking about asking me? Or?
Well, no, I'm not asking Neil.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking you.
Oh.
So, does
Well, we talked about it, and so he said after treatment, he will be up here with me. So,
right, but I guess what I'm confused about is he's away for drug treatment or alcohol. I don't know what it is, but
drugs and alcohol,
did
yeah.
Did you end both? So did you end the relationship, decide to divorce, or that you were going to go forward with the divorce process when he went to rehab and wasn't happy in the relationship? I'm confused about that because you're separated
what happened
right
is
now.
What happened is we separated back in 2016. There was another girl he was interested in, but they broke up. And they broke up back in May of 2016. And just finally the whole thing caught up with him. He's court ordered to go to rehab. So he got court ordered with that.
Now he's probably about how he handled the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Well.
I figured there was a woman in there. But the problems that have to be worked through, it's going to take some time and effort. So it's not an easy path back. But I think we're looking at potentially the idea that there's still hope there. And so psychically we're considering a possible good conclusion, but no, there's still risk.
Okay, Nicole. Okay. Well, we wish you luck and keep in touch with us. Let us know how things progress. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye. Okay. Private caller, then 856. Thank you for raising your hand. Who's this? Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't know that was me.
It's you.
Okay.
I don't know, I might be sounding distant today because we had to dial in, so it might be confusing people.
I'm in Hamilton, Ontario, so I'm calling from quite away.
Okay.
my name is
Darlin.
Yeah,
it's nice. Oh, Darlin. Hi,
Facebook.
Darling. Well,
hi.
Yeah, I remember you from our thread. And actually, you wrote last night. I meant to respond to you, and I forgot today. But
yeah, oh, that's
thank
okay.
you for calling.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for calling
thank
in.
You. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so what is your birth date, please?
April 25th, 1968.
Okay. 7/11/21/14. And this is your first time calling, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. 7/8/19/20. So you are 47 years old, is that right?
I'm 48.
Oh, 48.
Yeah, I'm going to be 49 this month.
49 this month.
Yeah.
I'm not adding properly. You're 49 years old.
Yeah, on the 25th.
It happens sometimes. So Darlin, just a couple things. You're a karmic number 35 and your master number is 8. So your life goes in cycles of 8 from birth to death. And additionally, you had a change in 2003. Can you go back to 2003 and
oh yeah, big time. Yeah.
What happened?
Just some really bad things happened in my life. Really, really bad things.
Okay.
And it caused a wave of destruction. You could say.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit?
I knew police officer from, I guess, Oakville, Ontario. He had written some things about me. The paperwork had gotten in the wrong hands. I was told that it was stolen out of his locked locker. These people had threatened to kill me. They told me that I would have already been dead if this certain person did not like me. I ended up dating him, and because I was forced to, I was told that if I didn't, they'd kill me. It was like just horrible. Yeah, it was really, really bad. And then they scared the crap out of me and my kids. My kids got taken because of it. It was just the biggest mess. And they tried to kill me. They staged a fire in my home. They disconnected the fire alarm. It was very lucky the fire went out. That was not the first time they had burned my apartment down. Just around 2003, just before that, actually, they had burned my apartment down. Actually, it was 1999, sorry, when they burned down my apartment the first time. That was when they got the paperwork. They have ran me over twice. They tried to kill me running me over. It's been quite a ride for like almost 20 years. Yeah, they were scaring the crap out of my children. I have three children. It was just horrible. Horrible. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like it's getting better. I'm not sure because I haven't been able to tell anyone about it because they controlled my internet, they controlled my cell phone. I couldn't even call 911 at one point. It was horrible. It was so bad. And when I tried to, the police that are involved are corrupt. So it was really bad. I don't know. I don't know where to go from here, what to say.
Well, no, you know, really it's interesting because we've had other people call the show with similar experiences. I don't know if you're remembering one person, you know, that called our show that had a similar experience, but that person was from the Midwest here in the United States. But anyway, okay, well, that's good.
Well, darling,
I mean, not good, but it validates the 2003.
Did it, is there any brief statement you can say regarding why there was such a threat and why they were imposing so much?
I was told, they told me I made them lose millions of dollars because I had told, kind of dating.
Wait, say that again? Say that again?
They told me that I made them lose millions of dollars. I was seeing this police officer. We were kind of sexually involved. And I had told him some things I shouldn't have told him. And next thing I know, he had, busted them. And I didn't even know these people, really. I just heard something from someone, and then I had told him what I heard. And then he just went from there and investigated it. And it caused me major problems because they ended up with the paperwork. He wrote down that it was me that told him. And I don't know how they ended up with it. He said it was stolen out of his locker in the police station, but I just don't believe that. And there was another police officer who's a good friend of his who drugged me and he roofied me, and I don't know what happened after that. I just remember like 10 hours later waking up. So this is
okay.
They're very corrupt.
So you obviously had information that you shared with this police officer thinking it was going to be private, and he took that information and made it more public or in-house public.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
started to pursue the targets, and they found out you were an instigator of information.
Yes.
And with
these
people
with the paperwork.
Were the people that were threatening you, were they within the law enforcement or were they outside of
law
enforcement?
Well, they some of them were and some of them weren't. Like, there is obviously someone working in the police that is telling them things.
And so you were involved with some of these people, so you had inside information that you shared with them.
Yes.
And that's how it started. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, you're okay, that suffices our details. The 425 in your month and day becomes an 11, which is always danger. There's always a danger factor in there, especially before the age of 35. And this happened 20 years ago when you were roughly 28.
Yeah. She's, by the way, 48, which is in the first and last. So it's
you're on a multiple of 8 right now because 48 and 6 is 48 and 8. Well,
6 and 8 is 48.
So you're on a multiple of energy there. And we, the other thing is you're born 68. So if you multiply those two numbers together, you get 48. So what do we got? We've got a change coming. There's a change. And you're about to turn 49. But between now and just a couple of weeks from now, literally days, you're going to be going through a change. Now, do you have anything pending right now in terms of property, moving? Do you have any considerations?
I was finally able to report everything. Like, they stopped me. There's an Ontario Independent Police Review Board in Toronto, and I had been trying to email them and report everything that's been happening, but they've stopped me, and I didn't know this. Except the last time that I went, it was about a year ago, I went to the police station, and they pretty much they chased me out of there. They ran after me. They were following me everywhere I went. They were scaring me more. I came home. I had two police officers drive me home. My door was wide open. They had obviously opened my door. They were coming in and out of my apartment, moving things, breaking my phone charger so I wouldn't post things about them.
Well, you know what?
And then I found out that the emails that I've been sending to the OIRPD in Toronto, they never got them. So they were blocking my emails, everything.
Yeah. Do you need to be involved, and do you need to follow through and get this thing settled, or can you back out at this point and let it go?
Well, I would love to back out and let it go. It's just I don't know if, like, they're a squad that drugged me and roofied me. I don't know if they raped me. I don't know if I should, like, I mean, I've reported it, and I would like to, you know.
Matt, you know, in my mind, it's causing you a lot of stress and aggravation, and I'm not sure what the end result is going to be. Do you have any lawyers or anything involved in this?
No, I don't. Anyone I try to come in contact with, they scare. They wouldn't even let me get a job. I tried going back to school. They were harassing the school. They were harassing my
parents.
Are
you working?
Yes, I am.
I'm
part-time. Yeah, part-time. And they tried to screw up that, too. Marketing.
Yeah, well, I see that. What kind of work do you do?
Right now, I'm just we're doing promotions and stuff like that for different companies.
You mean like where you go on site and do product, represent products, that type of thing?
You know,
exactly. Yeah.
You don't really have any legal representation. You're a single person battling a great force. I probably would, if I were you, our advice is to let it go and to move on with your life, to start
a
new beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's going to be successful if you do.
Yeah.
If you leave them alone, they'll probably leave you alone.
Exactly.
And we'll put out a protective energy for that, darling. So let's go there before we go. You know, that's at least what our suggestion would be.
Right.
And then
I agree with you, maybe 100%.
Okay, so let's go there and have good expectations that this will release itself from you. You'll have a life of some security and move forward and, you know, have a better attitude about things, about your safety and your well-being. That's what we're going to try to put out in the reading.
Thank you so much.
Okay, darling, thank you so much for connecting with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. We have another caller. It's Gwendolyn. Hi, Gwendolyn.
Hey, how are you doing? How are you?
Good. How's it going? 626-69. She's a 39-12-3. We're doing fine, thanks. What's going on?
Cool. I'm calling. I did have the wrong date last month, but it all worked out for a block that pulled me back on 5/12.
Wait, say that all again.
When I went to the last court date, I had the wrong date. However, it was on the 7th, which was fine. I went in, did what was essential, is what I got. And now I go back on 5/12, and I'm checking to see if that's do I have anything to navigate or anything that any message that, because I'm putting it all together now. This is the pie.
What is this 89, which is the? I mean, it's a good date in terms of the total value of the numbers in 89, isn't it?
It's 5/12.
Yeah, but 2017 with the year. 9, 10, 11. 18-9.
Yeah,
It's an 18-9. But, Gwendolyn, what exactly are you seeking to accomplish in this court date? Is it custody or is it
It's a matter of settling down financial, actually putting the poster child face on it, because it the reveals have been coming one after the other, the aha moments, the who moved the cheese, now the cheese is not moving anywhere. I know exactly where the cheese is. There were a lot of factors at play that were entangled in the dishonesty of it all. Now, I'm about to blow it out of the water because facts and numbers don't lie, and when you write something and you swear on the rose, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and you don't. And some of the facts are not even by my own doing. They're by the doing of a policy and a process. So for me, it's both, actually. The one
so
entangles the other.
Is it regarding alimony?
Alimony, backed up child support, one lie after another, and my children. It's not going down like that in my world.
So are they looking, because, I mean, just for the structure of the show and what we're what you're trying to get answers on, it's they're going to look at alimony, right, on this court date?
Right.
Child support?
Right.
But you don't have the kids, so are they wanting child support from you? I mean, your husband has, or ex-husband has custody of your kids, right?
It's a temporary thing. I'm seeking to bring them back where they belong under all the facts and circumstances of this case, which are just factual. I want
so
my money. I want my children back. I'm not playing around.
They'll look at child support for you if the custody. So they're going to look at custody, child support, and alimony.
Correct.
Are you getting alimony right now?
Finally started up again miraculously the day of that court date.
Oh, really?
It's been a miraculous, miraculous recovery.
You got a payment, is what you're saying.
Finally, yep.
Yeah, that happens where they don't pay and then, you know, suddenly pay.
Oh, yeah, especially when they thought they were going to not pay forever. They found out that they can't sit around and lie and play games. Not the one.
Yeah. What's your ex-husband's birthday again, Gwendolyn?
6/2/67.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And interesting.
Yeah.
When it's crossed, and he's got an 18. 6/8 or 6/2.
Yeah. You both have that 6/2 going on. Now the date of the hearing 5/1/2. The 5 and 1 is a 6, and then a 2.
It's his day.
So there's that element there that is significant. The days intertwine. It basically speaking, it looks like it may the advantage of the proceedings may lean towards you.
Really?
Okay.
Maybe.
Awesome. And they should. Amen.
Yeah, they should. And I can feel my voice having caution in it, but I'm at least moved enough to have this feeling that it may go in your favor. There may be a little bit tending towards things changing in your life and you getting back some control and cutting through all this stuff that you've been having to suffer through. So
awesome.
It seems potentially promising. That's not a sheer prediction, but potentially it seems promising.
Because of the, let me just ask you a question. Because the 6/2 matches its karmic side, that could be bad for him on a karmic level.
It,
is that what you think?
It could be that some of the things that Gwendolyn is sharing with us indicates that there may be the energy may be shifting in her favor.
That's great.
And in examining that, it feels to be real and not just an incident that's isolated. So it could be moving in do you have a lot of security in where you live? Are you able to provide security for your children?
I will at the end of this, and I gave it a small leeway that I'll introduce that day for a transitional period in their best interest, for their healthy mindset.
Well, why am I getting some kind of trailer park or a house trailer or something around you regarding trailer symbols?
I'm not really sure. I know that was the first home meeting I bought. I sold that, sold the next double, sold that into a home. I'm not against camping out for the summer with my kids, if that's what it's about.
Well, the fact that you both established your relationship on a kind of trailer park energy, it could be me reaching backward in terms of how your relationship started and getting that psychic feel. So from there, I start to realign. I'm kind of realigning the railroad tracks now so that it comes out in this part in your favor. It's kind of like going back and reshifting the rails so that the train comes in with some different sense of direction. So it could be a change in direction coming in store for you. But
that's great.
You need to establish as much security as you can before that court date so that you can show your, you know, how old are your children again?
There's 20, 16, and 9. And it's the 16 and the 9 that I'm worried most about. 20 has to kind of take care of its own at this point.
Well, you know, Gwendolyn, to do everything you can to establish a sense of security in your environment.
Are you working, Gwendolyn?
I'm working this case, which is a lot of time, energy, mindset. It's quite the cesspool to sift through. So I'm ready, and this all has to end, and I need surgery on my foot. So I can't do too much, but I'm kind of...
Right, but I mean, how will you support? I mean, because you're going to get child support. I mean, is your ex, does he have a lot of money? I'm just wondering, like, how will you support the kids aside from the child support? Like, what's your plan?
Well, my plan is to go on. I've been thinking about studies of the humanities and the arts. I want to get back into the humanitarian work that I enjoy doing. And I want to wait until I'm led that way. I just know that this is a distraction that needs to end. And I am not about to study anything else ever again until this distraction ends. It's ridiculous.
Does the alimony supply a living standard for you?
Yes, it'll sustain me up. That's not, for me, is not a worry. I can sustain myself alone with that. The child support, great if it comes in. It's not, oh, well, I can do it myself.
And you're not currently being treated for alcohol, drugs, nothing like that?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, you know, okay, so, you know, as long as you have an established security of place, residence, we're swayed towards a positive outcome. We're swayed there.
I have one more question just regarding your 20-year-old, because the 20-year-old obviously is not part of the child support, but are you in contact with the 20-year-old? What's your relationship like? Because
I'm in contact with the 20-year-old. The 20-year-old has to sift through the soul a little bit and come back to the square one, because 20-year-old's kind of been playing games, manipulating with one against the other, hiding facts, not telling the truth. So I cut that one out for now. However, that 20-year-old is going to need a little healing help when it's all over. So I'm prepared for that also. But at the time, I have to prepare to heal the whole before I can get down to the individuals.
Okay.
Well, I think you're slowly getting things in order. And let's look at this, Gwendolyn, as a productive, progressively productive symbol that we will encourage through our energy, because that's going to be beneficial, hopefully. But it
seems like
there's a light at the end of this tunnel. I keep your seatbelt on. There's no way to get out of the car yet. But, you know, there's a lot to work with here, Gwendolyn, and, you know, we support you. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. Namaste.
Yeah. Okay, namaste to you, too.
Thank you. Have a great day, duo. Love you.
You, too. Okay, thanks, Gwendolyn.
You know, it's when you deal with people call us basically with problems.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are looking for answers, and we try to supply those answers the best way we can. Always remember, though, that one thing that any human being can rely on is their own energy, meaning that the value of understanding and learning your chakra systems and what each chakra system consists of, you know, the first is basically home and security and foundation. Check to see what the status is of that in your life. Because if it's not in going well, go first into that chakra and try to educate yourself about the energy field of it. Because if you can clean yourself from within, meaning positive energy and getting things in order within the foundation of your own body, you might be able to manifest changes in your environment. Sometimes what people do is they have a very hard time looking within. It's just too overwhelming and it's too much. So they seek help. And there's nothing wrong with that. But
well, obviously it can provide clarity if you're not able to do the work yourself, you know.
Yeah, I mean, sure, there's nothing wrong with seeking help and trying to gain an attitude about how to achieve that clarity. But again, I think the value of understanding the chakra system of your being, because those are the so-called departments of your life, whether it's home, relationship, the emotional standard, your creative abilities, your higher spiritual energies, ultimately, you're working up the ladder of your being when you start to look at these things. And we always start at the ground level. And, of course, at the ground level, a lot of us are trying to look for security and stability along with the pursuit of happiness. So there's questions regarding home, and there's questions regarding relationship. Even though relationship might be, involved in the second chakra, it still provides a foundation of security in many cases. And so that security can also be rooted in the first chakra. We have a caller.
We have a caller, so let's bring on the caller, and then we can get back to our discussion. Who is this? 646. Hello, you're on the air.
They dropped. Okay, so.
You know, it's really funny because we didn't really plan a topic today. I have to tell you that upstairs, I was thinking that we should talk about chakras, and then you mentioned it. I didn't even communicate that to you.
Yeah.
That's
it's
funny.
It's a commingling,
I guess,
of energy.
Well, you know, go ahead.
No.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, chakras, if for those that were raised in Western religion, chakras are not discussed at all. But, I mean, they're so integral to our spiritual development and actualization.
They may not be, but
no,
stands in as
which
as a
is a flaw in that those teachings that they're not mentioned.
That is not something that you can manifest and directly link to a real thing within the body, even though it's sort of an obstruction of sorts. But do you want to see who this caller is?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Okay.
310, who's this?
Hi, Neil. It's Laura.
Laura?
Yeah.
Yep. The Laura that I've known for many years?
Yeah, for many, many years. How are you?
Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm
right.
Good.
Yeah, it was.
I know. I was listening to your show, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to call you.
Great. So what's going on?
You know, things are okay. I just thought I might call you and talk about my boyfriend a little bit and see how, you know, I might be able to help him.
Okay, there's some struggle going on?
Is there a delay?
Is there a struggle going on with him?
Yeah, there is. He is going through, like, a really difficult time for 6 years with a financial situation with his ex, and I'm really hoping that there's going to be some sort of thing that will, you know, hopefully will be some sort of settlement that will happen soon. So I don't know. it's problematic. You know, with his ex
Laura?
And legal. Yeah.
Hi, this is
Go
Kristen.
Ahead. Hi, I've never
so
met
can,
you. I'm so,
hi.
I feel like I know you and I love you already, but go ahead.
Oh, that's sweet. And you know what? I know your birthday, 12/7/68. Can you
I
believe
know.
It?
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, well, I know. I've been around since forever. So, hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Well, I'm glad to finally get to connect with you, like, voice to voice, rather than just through the internet. And your birthday is easy to remember because it's actually mine in reverse. I'm 7/21 and you're 12/7. Isn't that weird? Yes.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So that's another point to examine on a different show. But to get to your question, do you have birth dates? Obviously, the boyfriend you have
is
the birth date of his ex.
Oh no, I don't. Ugh.
That's okay.
Oh, she did.
You don't. That's okay.
I have his.
Let's get his.
Yeah, 10/4/59.
10/4/59. Okay, 4/5/15. Mm-hmm. And he's a 29/11 too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well.
You know, the thing I'm getting, Laura. Now, let's not use pen. Let's use pencil. The thing I'm getting is a shift in May. So I don't know yet. I'm getting feeling a shift in May, like a quake, a shift in May. So I don't know yet what that might mean. But let's examine the possibility that it's something that might eventually be worked out in his favor, at least getting closure and getting the settlement of good attitude and well-being, that there is at least some sense of closure. Of course, your own stability and maintenance of your support and your strength and everything that you can do to help assist him is going to be gratifying. Of course, in your own journey to get through the completion of your destiny and to allow those things to manifest in such a way that you're allowing yourself to grow along with him and that you're letting go of so much that you've been carrying throughout your life, that's going to help because it's going to allow you to see the next room that you're meant to go into. And that's part of life, to get on with life and to see exactly how high you can go and how far you can go, you know, allowing yourself to let go of things that have been old parts of your
yeah, I mean, you and I know each other for a long time, and what can I do to, like, move me forward, and
we're talking about stability, not only about stability in the relationship, but also about stability within your boyfriend's energy and conduct. And what he's trying to get through, he's going through his own demons and crisis and everything that has a karmic element. And of course,
and
I think that now,
I'm like, oh my God, there's a lot of demons there. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, he probably in this lifetime decided to meet it and take it on and get it over with. So he's not trying to spread it out for the next one. So it becomes very impactful. I think you can. The two of you can look at this as a creative venture, as something that maybe, you know, you both have to get into a boat. The seas are kind of stormy, but you're going to work as a team together. And that means that you watch each other's back.
I've been trying so hard to, like, I told you so. I'm really trying hard to, like, I know, I've been telling you so. And I'm, like, really trying hard to, like, I got him, like, the financial advisor, and he's listening to him. So that's really good. And so, you know, things are moving, and you know, but he's going to lose like at least $200,000. So it's moving, but it's going to happen.
Wait,
repeat that, Laura.
About $200,000.
He's going to lose $200,000.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because why, to settle with her? So they're in the process of what is she trying to seek
out?
Well, because
of
her
last lawyer. I mean, he has a bad lawyer. He's just not happy about this.
What did she say? Say that again.
He hasn't been savvy about some stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's about clearing it up. It's about cleaning up and clearing up.
Yeah, exactly.
And
if he cleans
up and clears up, and I think this May is going to be an opportunity for a door to open to do that. And he doesn't put into it as much fear and trepidation in terms of what he thinks the consequences are going to be. If he cleans up and clears up, there's going to be a beautiful passage to a different kind of energy. And that will make your life with him much more balanced.
And they have a great, I mean, I'm sure you've already told Laura this in your readings, but they're a nine together, which is like a great energy.
Yeah.
And that's the thing,
because that's what's holding us back from like buying a house together, from getting married, from everything. That's what's holding everything back.
Well, I think it's going to dissolve, Laura. You know, it's the karma that has to be faced, and the only way to face it is to work through it, to let it, to remain your integrity. You know, if wrongs have been committed, if the things have done, so just face it, pay it off. It will be retrieved. Don't worry. All this will come back. It might take a little bit of a climb, you know, from now until the next 2 years. It might be a little bit of a struggle, but progressively speaking, reducing the karma with every day that occurs. So I think what I'm looking at is a very wonderful progressive energy that accumulates to the extent of maybe 2 years from now. But within that time frame, it grows, it blossoms. You're getting rid of things. You're going to realize that the burden, and he will too, that the burden of being honest and just opening up and letting it, paying off your debts, so to speak, is going to be gratifying. I think he's very scared and very concerned and very mixed up, and the fear is producing more fear. So to me, something might occur in May that will...
Well, yeah, because he's going to be 59 in 2 years, 57. He's 57 now, so that's...
So in May, there's going to be an opportunity that way you can help him. When the opportunity comes up in May, Laura, and you say, this must be it. Okay, you got to do the right thing. Follow through. I'll support you. That's going to be the trigger that brings it to the next higher stage of energy.
Okay.
I put on
my big girl pants.
yeah, big girl pants, yeah. So
I'd love for him to come see
you. But you know what? You're also going to experience your destiny. You're not going to let things stop you this time. This is your opportunity to move forward and figure out what your whole mission is down here. It's a good one. If you let it happen.
I'm dying to figure out what the fuck that is.
Well, we're all on that journey of self-discovery.
Right?
Well, you know, your clarity, when you remove the karma of the sixth chakra that is clouded with so much confusion and, despair and fear, when you remove that, you have an extraordinary amount more insight.
Well, I'm in, like, you know, this group right now, you know, progress group that's helping me with that. So hopefully I'll figure it out. And I'm working on that book that I told you about. So maybe I'll figure it out.
It's coming up, Laura.
So thank you. What?
Yeah, you're always welcome to call the show, Laura. Especially if you get that birth date of the wife, that would actually be interesting to look at. You know, the ex.
Maybe I will. It was just so funny. I just saw you popped up on the Facebook, and it's like, I've never called in. And I love you guys. You know, I love, obviously, I've known Neil for, you know, over 30 years. And I, you know, just wanted to, like, pop in. And it sounded like, had a moment of openness. So, guys.
You're welcome, Laura.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
And I really want to
meet
you in person because my mom has met you in person.
Sometimes.
And I know she said you were lovely. So, yay.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to do that soon, Laura. That would be nice. I'd like to meet you too.
Yeah.
Okay. Take good care.
Amazing. So, okay. Thank you.
And tell her hi. Tell her we said hi.
I will. I will. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. 313 is our next victim.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Oh, what is that noise? Who's this?
Laredo.
Hi.
Laredo?
Sherelle. Sherelle.
Sherelle. Yeah, not Laredo. That's Texas, right? Laredo, Texas.
Well, that's a nice name.
Sherelle. Sherelle, we've spoken with you, right? Remember
no.
you. No, we haven't? I remember that name. Well, another Sherelle, perhaps. Okay, how do you spell your name, and what's your birth date?
E-R-E-L-L. 11/30/93
I love the group, the Sherelles.
Yes, we did. This is like we're.
That's who my mom named me after. That's who my mom named me after.
Oh, I grew up with the Sherelles. I mean, I didn't literally grow up with them, but I grew up
with their
loving
music.
Their songs.
Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm.
All right. So, Sherelle, what's going on?
Just like messages from the other side, or. For my angel guides or whoever that comes forward.
Okay.
Or whatever that comes
Any
up.
Messages?
Yes. Yes. Please and thank you.
You know, the it's really weird. I'm getting a lot of exotic energy around you. It almost, first of all, comes in as a symbol. It almost is like exotic flowers. But I've never been to Hawaii, but it's almost like the flowers you would get from Hawaii. There's this beautiful element of flowers. I don't know why I'm alluding it to Hawaii. Has anyone ever crossed over whose ashes were spread over the water?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Have you ever been to Hawaii yourself?
No.
And what do you have? Is there anything regarding a symbol of flowers? And I know it's sort of trite, you know, everybody talks about flowers, but is there anything impertinent to your consciousness regarding flowers? A garden, someone who had flowers, who was involved with flowers from the other that maybe crossed over?
Maybe my grandma.
Maybe your grandma, and did she love? She loved. Well, a lot of grandmas love flowers. Most every woman loves flowers. But did your grandma have any particular connection to flowers?
No, I'm not sure.
Did you? Did you ever stay with her? Did she help raise you?
Yes, she did. But
and when
I
she helped
much.
Raise, did you ever live with her? Yeah,
I used to stay like summers with her, and not actually live with her.
But you would stay with her, and you enjoyed an upbringing with her. The only thing that I'm getting, Sherelle, the only thing I'm getting right now is some sort of message from your grandmother. I don't know what it is. It's a vibration, perhaps. So she crossed over. Did you ever put flowers on her grave or anything like that?
No, she has got cremated.
She was cremated. So that's the ashes. Oh, so now I'm understanding why I'm getting ashes. I couldn't figure it out. So she was cremated. So what she's saying to you, her cremation and her crossing over, her spirit and soul converted into a sense of flowers being spread over water. You know, the element of, I guess in Hawaii you kind of think of flowers floating on the ocean. At least that's the way it looks like in the movies. But she's talking about flowers and ocean right now. And I think that if there's anything to express to you, it has to do with the element of love from the other side coming from your grandmother. Now, was there ever anybody in your family or in your background that was involved in, like, a beautician or a house, hair cutting or anything?
My mom. She likes to do hair.
Okay.
And was this your mother's mother?
Yes.
Okay, so the message, we're getting a message from your grandmother. It's further validation that there's a dialogue of love, a dialogue of connecting, I think it's a good thing. And I think that what we should do in our remaining seconds of this reading is to help grandmother come into your dream, come into your element,
yes.
come into your realm. It may be a dream
yes.
you'll have. It might be a feather you see on the carpet. Something is going to happen, I think. She'll try to manifest something, but she seems to be currently around you right now, Sherelle.
What is it?
Well, just love. The idea is love. You're asking for a voice from the other side or a message, and it seems like she stood up.
She gave you a voice. I mean, she responded.
Yeah, she responded, and right now she's sending love to you, which that might have some meaning beyond your knowledge right now. It might be a blessing coming, a wish fulfilled. But your grandmother's saying, okay, I'm here, Sherelle, and I'm around you, and that's where we start the dialogue.
Okay.
Okay, Sherelle, we're actually out of time. We're ending the show.
Do you have any contact information?
Yeah, it's 562-596-7818. You can find that on Blog Talk Radio and also on our Facebook.
You said 562-596.
7818.
Okay. Thank you.
Sherelle. Thank you so much.
Take
care. You too.
One more.
Okay. One more caller, and then we're going to have to close. So we're going to go a little over for 323. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
How are you?
Fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm thinking of changing occupations.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not sure.
What's your birth date, Bruce?
June 12th, 1971.
Okay.
1927.
Gosh.
Bruce, changing an occupation, well, that's a big thing in a person's life. I mean, sometimes it's because there's a factor you're not happy in what you're doing. What you've been doing, has there been at least a history of 3 or 4 years at any one current position?
Well, busted. Maybe you should change your occupation because you are the worst psychics. If you are a real psychic.
Yeah. You see, what we want to say to the people remaining is that when people like this so-called Bruce, who also says he's Rod Man or whatever, when a person like this comes on and disturbs and takes other people's time and the true effort of trying to do a constructive reading, when somebody like this comes on with such strong, negative, almost demonic energy, we want to make sure that we all as a team on our radio show, including myself and Kristen and all of our listeners, that we work hard at keeping people like this away from the show, robbing valuable time and effort, because a person like this has severe psychological problems. They need to get a life. They need to get something. So, you know, before we close the show, let's all together as a team remember that we're all working together. We're all trying to do something good. And when somebody comes on to destroy or disrupt that because they have nothing better to do, this is the very thing we're trying to work against. We need positive energy on the show. Please always support us. Give us your thumbs up and avoid people like this who think that they have something over us. They really don't. All they're trying to do is disrupt valuable time and valuable effort. And believe me, we've got enough credible people in our lifetime, over 40 years of doing this, that have wonderful validation.
Right,
so,
and, you know, clearly we had one of those people come on the show today, 30 years of working with you, Neil, on a one-to-one level, and really significant results in her life. Not only that, but, you know, the caller prior to Robin or Bruce or whatever his name is, I mean, clearly a connection, a valid connection with solid psychic information that you provided, the mother being a someone who does hair,
yeah.
and all the other validations in that reading, our track record is so excellent, and that's why we have the following
yeah.
that we do. So, you know, people like that disrupting the show, I mean, it's selfish, it's low energy, and it's disgusting. I mean, really.
It really is. I mean, this person needs some help, needs therapy. And we're not going to redo, you know, there's so many things we could say to this person to retaliate and all this. But what we really want to do is to bring out the energy of support. This is, you know, being a psychic is not an exact science, but you try to do the best you can and you work with that energy. And for someone who could, to come on that obviously has so many problems, and to literally rob the valuable time that we are trying to give to our audience, it's just a shame. So remember, support us, and, you know, whatever, pray for this person, let them see the light, whatever. They probably have nothing better to do. They're such a great psychic. I don't know why they're not busy on their own website. But anyways, regardless, let's all
right, and
remember, join efforts
and use your
positive.
Time constructively rather than unconstructively, like this person is doing. It's a reminder to be constructive in our efforts. Okay, we're back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, callers, for participating. Bye-bye.